Hello, we're back, we're together and we're singing.
We're singing a pretty tune, because it's, well, I was going to say the sun's out, the sun's not out today, it's a bit dim today.
It's a little bit cloudy in Liverpool.
Oh, what's happened to the sun?
Hopefully it's gone out of business. Don't buy the sun. God,
yeah, I'll set them up, you bang them out.
Oh dear. So we're up to 89, 90.
Into the 90s.
Yeah. But very quickly, we're still not at this season, this current season resolved. We still don't know what's going on. It's changing almost daily.
Yeah. There's a few sides are coming out and saying that they don't feel comfortable playing. I mean, yeah, it's a bit shitty that Liverpool have unofficially won the title. They're two wins away, at least. Everybody's saying, yeah, Liverpool deserve to win the title. But there's still some teams saying, no, well, you know, they haven't officially won it, so should it really go ahead? I think it's a nap. It's going to be played behind closed doors, the final games. Obviously, we can't have that amount of people congregating. Trippy Tits has come out and said he doesn't want to go in ahead because there'll be the Liverpool fans when Liverpool win the title, they'll congregate.
And he's an Evertonian for the record.
Yeah.
Bitter, blue.
It's a joke.
Brown envelope, bell end. But, I mean, all I can say is going in and out of work the last few days on my bike. No one gives a flying fig about the lockdown anymore. The park was rammed the other day. Rammed.
Yeah. The governments, they're not, it's not black and white. They're putting too many shaded answers in the press conferences. So people are seeing it as, oh, the lockdown's getting lifted soon, so it must be okay. And they're just fucking hitting the parks and that. I've noticed going into work. I mean, what's our car park? 12 floors.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And on a normal day, you're lucky to get on the fourth floor. Now, when this all started, you were easily getting on the second floor. Now, the past week, I've been on like the sixth and eighth floor because there's more and more people just going into town now.
Just going into town to walk around the shops.
There's definitely more people travelling the trains as well.
Yeah, weird. Weird, and they all seem to sit in the same coach.
Yeah, no matter how many times you put over the PA, spread out. There's plenty of room. There's only 20 of you on this train. You can have two to a carriage if you want. They all sit in the same carriage, coughing and sneezing on each other.
Fat drug dealers, key workers, and brasses is all we transport now. So, shall we crack
Let's do
on,
this, mother?
Let's do this, Mother Hubbard, in the here we be.
89-90.
This is conveniently the last time we ever won the league.
Oh, looking out. Yeah, last time.
I know. A little cough there. Now, I haven't got the league table up. Have you got a league table?
I've scratched a little. So Liverpool won it. They won 23, lost 5. They scored 78 and conceded 37, so a plus 41 goal difference. So they were prolific scoring, but a bit leaky at the back. So
that defence is on its way down there, isn't it? 38 yeah. goals.
So we finished on 79 points. Behind us was Villa on 70 points. Then Spurs on 63, Arsenal 62, Chelsea on 60, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In sixth place, Everton on 59 points.
And who went down that year, do you know?
Down went Sheffield Wednesday, Charlton and Millwall. And bounced up was Chelsea, Crystal Palace and Man City.
So Chelsea did well, didn't they, in their first season back up? Interesting times.
Aye.
And losing five games now, it definitely, I think, guarantee your fourth spot.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't win the league now with five losses.
The teams are too strong now, aren't they? The top teams are guaranteed to get a fourth spot now, aren't they?
Yeah. It's all massaged now. There's the odd little blip like Leicester, Wolves, you know, on the fringes. But they fall back into the pack eventually after a couple of seasons. European football does that to them.
We bought on loan Glenn Stein from Fiorentina and Steve Harkness from Carlisle.
Steve Harkness.
And we loaned in Ronnie Rosenthal from Standard Liège. Big Ronnie. What was he?
Didn't he score an hat-trick? He was Israeli, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he scored an hat-trick on his debut or something. Was it against Charlton?
Remember he got a hat-trick. And everyone remembers his glaring miss when he was straight through and he hit the crossbar from about 2 foot out.
Yeah, that was. I think that was a couple of years later. That not this. He was. He come in and partway through the season and basically got us over the line. Did our Glenn Hussein? Yeah.
And
begs the question: should we have got rid of Aldo the season before?
Well, that's what I was coming to. Obviously, Aldo went.
Oh no, he went this season, didn't he? Played. Yeah,
he played last season, but apparently Dalglish had a word with him. And said, you'll be behind Rush. Rush is my preferred striker. So Aldo said, see you later, alligator. Beglin went to Leeds as well,
Did he?
Beglin.
Does Nigel Spackman figure at all? Because he's not in any of these games, in the derby games this year. And I just wonder, because he sort of just disappeared, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was he injured? Was it... I need to go and have a look at Spackman's career now because I loved him.
What made you spring to Nigel Spackman then?
I just used to love him because I always think of the Anfield Rap and that great team did, you know, that amazing team did the Anfield Rap, got beat by Wimbledon and all that. Craig Johnson's gone. You know, with all them players within two seasons, a lot of them players are moving on. But a lot of them are still... in this team now as well. So the first derby of the season was the 23rd of September.
It was. Everton 1, Liverpool 3.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot the Charity Shield, but it wasn't, was it? We won the FA Cup.
Yeah, we won the Charity
Arsenal, Shield. So we would have played Arsenal though, not Everton. That's for some reason then I just had a brain fart and thought, should we have played Everton in the other missed one?
Yeah, we beat Arsenal 1-0 in the Charity Shield.
Bastards. No,
we beat them.
No, bastards. Arsenal. Gobshites. I went to that one.
Well, I went to the start.
That was...
This was one of your birthday presents.
Oh, that is a nice birthday prezzy. I've only ever been to one derby, and we'll get to that in about 3 months. Ooh. Oh, no. No, I've been to two. I went to Grobbelaar's testimonial, which was against Everton.
I went to one with you. We sat in the Everton end.
What we're going to... Yeah, 2000 or 2001, I think that was. But anyway, we are digressing. So, Everton 1, Liverpool 3.
What I... This game, because went me old fella, was... I thought we were going to get battered because in the first half, Everton, I remember, were much the best. I think they hit the crossbar twice, two or three times. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, brilliant, this will be a birthday present. I don't come to many games with my dad. And it's going to end up in a defeat by Everton. But we came strong.
It was... we went in 1-0 down at half-time. I watched it because now a lot of these are now on YouTube, whereas the earlier derbies might not have been...
1-0 half-time.
So... Sorry, yeah, 1-0 at half-time, yeah. So it was... Mike Newell scored a cracking goal. So very quickly, this Everton team is still brilliant players, these. Southall, Dave Watson, Kevin Ratcliffe, Snowden, Poynton, Stuart McCall, Kevin Sheedy, Pat Nevin, who I like listening to Pat Nevin now on the Five Live and all that. Norman Whiteside. I always had him coming to Everton later, but obviously not. Yeah. Mike Newell, Graham Shah, Neil McDonald and Stephen Wren on the bench.
And Liverpool.
And for the Reds, it was, are you going to do the cheer like the crowd? Playing in goal today. Bruce Grobler. Burrows, Hansen, Nichol, Venison, Heisen, Glenn Hussein, sorry, Heisen, Stevie McMahon, Ronnie Whelan, John Barnes, Peter Beardsley and Ian Rush. Now that team, I mean, obviously it's a championship winning team, but it's not that dissimilar to the team 2 years earlier.
No. Yeah. Burrows, Hussein. Take them out.
Burrows, Venison, Glenn Hussein. I keep saying Heisen. Heisen! Steve Staunton and Jan Mulby on the bench.
Yeah.
Used. So, 42,000 at the game. Referee was Bob Dixon. Bobby D. And what else? So, you've gone to Goodison Park for your birthday.
Yeah.
Where were you sitting?
The Everton end. Opposite the Camden.
Was you?
I don't see. That's like, my dad used to go to football regular, but he'd go with his mates. So, I was just like, sorry, son, could get you the tickets. Bullshit. But for whatever reason, must have been because it was my birthday, he got tickets. And surprised me on my birthday, which was like earlier, the 1st of September, my birthday. So we're going to the derby. And like I say, my remembrance of it is that we were getting battered in the first half and panicking, thinking that we were going to get beat.
But the red men come good.
Came back with 2 goals in the second half. 62nd and the 64th minute. So, games, goals. The song of the time. What a tune.
Go ahead.
Black Box Ride on Time.
Oh, now I had this.
I think everyone had
it. I actually
had the 12-inch.
Yeah. I only had the 7-inch, and it was one of them ones where, because sometimes you'd get the single and it didn't have the official cover on. It just had one of them covers on with the hole in the middle.
Well, 89, I was doing the club scene then. So every tune I liked, I went out and bought the 12-inch. So I had a massive 12-inch collection. if you remember when we started doing car boot sales, remember that day I sort of brought them and sold them all?
Yeah,
big massive cardboard box of them. Some seller came to me at the right at the beginning. I'll give you £30 for the lot, mate. No, I want more than that. Well, I've got most of them. Well, screwed me over. And when I have a look on like eBay now, some of the ones I had, they're going for like £20-30 each.
I got fucking had offered mine. I went to a proper shop. A vinyl shop with all my vinyl. And he went, oh, I'll do you a favour. I'll give you a fiver for the lot. And I just fucking picked your discs in there and everything. I just fucking took it.
You okay?
You just can't be asked.
The Prince Party Man though from the Batman 89 film. Picture disc.
Yeah.
And they're going for stupid money now on eBay. Fucking like 50, 60 quid.
Yeah, but eBay's full of fucking pricks, mate. You try and post that. Come smashed. Yeah. I need my money back.
Fuck off.
Well, do you know this? Know this black box around right. time?
Go on.
You know the story behind it? She was only a model, the proper singer. So it was Loretta Holloway, black woman from the 60s, 70s who was like dead famous, but she'd been missing for a while. So apparently the record company just thought she was dead. So they just sampled their words over their song sort of thing. And the rumour is that when it all went Pete Tong and they had to quickly get a singer in to do replacement vocals, they got in someone, and it's a big, massive secret who it is. But word on the street, and it's still a big secret, is that it was Heather Small from M People. And I went on YouTube to investigate when I read this, and there's loads of interviews.
Yeah,
and she goes, "I can't confirm nor deny whether it's me." So obviously she's been told, "Keep your fucking mouth shut, or we'll sue you,
or we'll kill you."
So yeah, Heather Small from M People sang "Black Box Ride" on time.
So many jokes. So many tracks. I'll leave that for a different time because I'm not saying it. Right. 3rd of February 1990, new decade. Kenny Dalglish, Colin Harvey, 38,700. David Allison, Liverpool 2, Everton 1.
New decade, same outcome.
And this is, it's all the business is done, a first half. So the teams, Groblaw, Burrows, Hanson, Nickel, Venison, Hussein, they're all listed as defenders, four defenders, and then central defender, Glenn Hussein.
Yeah, but what I remember McMahon, Glenn Hussein is he was always going up front, wasn't he? Whenever he was on the attack, he was always charging.
Yeah, he was fucking bonkers. Yeah. McMahon, Whelan, Barnes, Beardsley, Rush, so basically the same team. Gary Ablett, Nick Tanner.
Yeah.
Nicky is he Tanner. Dead? Did he die?
I don't think so. I don't know.
That just come into my head that. But another, I mean, Liverpool must have been threadbare at this point because he's a central defender. So we've got five defenders on the pitch and another one on, and two defenders on the bench, Gary Ablett and Nicky Tanner. Weird. So Southall, Watson, Keown, Ratcliffe, McDonald, Snowden, McCall, Sheedy, Nevin, Whiteside, Graham Sharp. And they only had one person on the bench, Mike Newell. Now, this is what I love about football from this era and obviously earlier. It was the same team every week, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, I mean, Everton bought more players than Liverpool did this season. They bought in Mike Newell from Leicester, Martin Keown from Villa, Whiteside from Man United, and Beagley from Stoke. And they offloaded Trevor Stephen to Rangers, Pat Van Den Out to Spurs, Wayne Clark to Leicester, and Paul Bracewell to Sunderland. So four out, four in.
Wow.
So, yeah, normal.
Now you just have four out. No, now you'd have, like, just four in,
yeah. They signed Norman Whiteside, 24-year-old, and the 23-year-old Martin Keown.
My God. I remember, there's a picture of Martin Keown where his balls have fell out.
No. Piece of Beardsley,
yeah, he's doing it. No, there's a Beardsley one as well where his bollocks are swinging, but there's a Martin Keown one. I always remember Rachel Flannery used to love him from our school.
Such beautiful bollocks.
Yeah, but he's got better with age, Annie, because he looked fucking awful. It's like, who's that Everton manager, the shit one? David Moyes. David Moyes looked special needs when he was young. Now he's an all right looking fella. Well, if you got him in your Panini sticker album when he was a footballer, you'd have thrown up your fucking dinner. Bastard.
Peter Beagley as well, he got from Stoke. He got a few goals from, didn't he?
Yeah, and he always did his trademark somersault. Yeah. Keith Anna's dad used to bunk us into Goodison because he was a steward. He was never sold out, so you could sit wherever you like. I think I seen him score against Norwich and it's fucking boss watching him doing that somersault in real life.
This is, of course, the season where we beat Palace 9-0 as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
8 different goal scorers.
And you were at that one as well?
Not with me, Alfella. I went with me workmates on that one.
Yeah. No, but I think I was going to the game then, but I struggle to remember what games I went to.
Yeah.
I remember I went to the Arsenal game where we beat them 2-0. So we got revenge for the last season. McMahon and Barnes. I think Barnes was a free kick. McMahon was a screamer at the cop end. So I was going the game at the, you know, we might have been at the same games and not knowing.
Yeah, like from this season, I was going regular because I was working in a butcher's and me and the two of the fellas there were big Liverpool fans. So we used to say, should we go to the game tomorrow? I'm just, all the three of us would go. I went to quite a few games, but you know me with memory, I can't remember a lot of them.
Yeah, but again, back then, you'd keep all the programmes. Oh, yeah. You'd keep all the ticket stubs.
Did all that. Had them all in the loft. And then when we started doing the car booting and eBay came on the scene and people were going, oh, my God, I sold this for X amount of money. I was going, I'll have a bit of that. And all the stuff I'd collected just went on eBay or to car boot sales just to make money. I put money over memories.
Fucking hell. I had a pile of pink echoes.
Yeah.
Every week I used to get the pink echo and it was just the length of my legs. It was a high. And they just, when we moved out, they just put them in the skip. I had like fucking 6 years worth of pink echoes.
Well, I always got the Roy of the Rovers catalogue. Catalogue. Went straight to the lingerie page.
Ooh, Roy's helmet is sticking out of his crotchless thong.
Yeah, so I put all them on eBay. And I must have had about, it must have been over 100. So I had to put on, you've got to come and pick it up and not posting it. And the fella came, I can't remember what he paid for it, but yeah, all the years I collected them, it was gone for the sake of maybe 20 quid.
And it's been rebooted now, Roy the Rovers. He's a teenager.
Has he?
Yeah, Roy the Rovers app, and some of them are graphic, are novels, like, written.
Hmm.
And then some of them are comic book format.
Yeah.
And at the moment, because of the lockdown, I think they're given the first... They're easy reads, like, you know, big word, big letters.
Big words. So,
yeah, big words.
Big, big words, so you can read it.
Dysentery. it's big letters, so so it's for like teenage boys to read.
Yeah, or blind people.
And then comic book as well. But he's a teenager with this. It just doesn't sit right with me because we're used to the classic Roy the Rovers, who's player manager and big muscly bastard. Like, whereas these just aren't. He's a scrawn little.
I might dip me toe.
The youngsters out there. Yeah, go and have a mooch. There is some, you can, on the Roy the Rovers app, you can actually buy some classic Roy the Rovers annuals as well.
Well, that's the same again. Some of the additions I had were like pop culture, you know, like the wedding. He was invited to the Princess Diana and Charles wedding, wasn't he? And that
was he?
Well, in the comic, you know what I mean? He was there with Diane Charles.
In the comic.
Not really.
He got an actor to turn off at the wedding.
He didn't really turn
in his
up.
Fussy kit. And his boots on. Hello.
6 foot cardboard cut out of him.
Was Charles and Diana in Roy of the Rovers then?
Yeah. And there was a Dallas thing where he got shot. He shot Roy of the Rovers.
Yeah. He used to have a helicopter in his back garden, didn't he?
Wow. Oh, good times.
But what was the song? It was another fucking belter. All the songs these now were belters.
Mm. Well, this one was, yeah. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, yeah. This isn't a belter. But it is a belter. It's a fucking famous tune, like, yeah. Innit? Written by
The little didgy Mr. Prince.
Yeah.
Did he ever release it himself?
I don't know.
He did, you know, with what was his band called? The Revolution.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember that he has actually released it with them.
When you said what was his band called, then I was going to say Prince and the Little Purple People Eaters. Hello, my name's Prince, and I've got a little people, family, people.
It was the Revolution, wasn't it? Prince and the Revolution.
I don't like Prince. I don't get all the love for him.
Well, he's got a massive catalogue, hasn't he? Back catalogue, and
he's got. Yeah,
I would say there's probably a dozen of his.
But so's Grattans.
Probably a dozen of his songs that I'd put on me Alexa. I quite like them.
Well, just say, Alexa, play Purple Rain by Prince.
And the little,
and everyone's
and the little
Alexa's now.
Eaters.
Yeah. Fuck off, Alexa. Shut up. Oh, she got you on blue. She's not
told to fuck off.
Right. Let's crack on then with the news. We've got a new section as well after the news.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, TV of the year. So after 26 years, the final episode of Doctor Who was on BBC One, and it wouldn't return for another 16 years.
No yeah. way.
Who was the Doctor, do you remember? Doctor, and the one who effectively killed it off.
Sylvester McCoy.
Yes. He was fucking shocking, wasn't he?
I don't know, you know, I don't know. Because who was before him? Peter Davison.
Yeah.
Was
I think
it?
So.
He wasn't that good, was he? And who did he replace? Did he replace Tom Baker?
Ooh, I don't know. Did someone come after Tom Baker? I don't know. I'm not a massive Doctor Who fan, to be honest. But I remember Sylvester McCoy. I wasn't a fan, but we'd watch it, you know what I mean? Because it was Doctor Who and it was so iconic. We would watch it. But Sylvester McCoy was just unwatchable for me. He was just too zany.
I always sort of remember it coming on after Blue Peter.
Zombies in that one.
I don't know. That's my point. I don't know. That's my memory. But crack on.
All right. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles makes its UK debut.
Whoa.
Heavily edited for the UK fucking snowflakes. The title had to be changed to the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. He didn't want ninja because he thought that all the fucking little kids would want to go out and be ninjas and beat everyone up. All the scenes that showed Michelangelo using his nunchucks had to be deleted.
They were pizza slices instead.
Yeah. Did you know, yeah, just to digress, did you ever watch the Bruce Lee films?
No.
Well, the Bruce Lee films, like, in our school, all the lads started watching it. I remember the pull train toilets. The toilets and the pull train.
Yeah. Oh, crazy days.
With the train. So we used to rob the train and go home and cut our Mars fucking broom or mop handles into two. And then hammer the train into the end of them. And we'd make our own nunchucks.
Well, some of our mates used to make their own throwing stars. I think they used to use like a tin. And cut the shape of a star out, and then hammer it flat, and then throw them at the mate.
Run down, run down.
It was exactly, mate. What can I say?
Where I was cutting up broom handles, used for fucking throwing knives at each other.
Yeah.
So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the producers eventually decided to remove all the weapons from the future series so that the international snowflakes could market it. Baywatch? Yes. On ITV, Baywatch started. Yeah. January 1990 with the Hoff.
Fucking hell.
Now this had some... Every teenage boy had a poster of one of these girls in their bedroom. I know I had more than one. Please off and see if you can remember them. Pamela Anderson, obviously. Erica Elinak.
No.
Rewind this later and Google these girls. Right. Nicole Leggett.
Nicole Eggert.
You don't remember these?
It's a silly name.
Yes, no, Yasmin
Deef. I don't. I remember
Donna DiErico. Tracy Bingham. Carmen Electra. Gina Lee Nolan.
Yeah, she's dead.
Gina Lee Nolan, don't know.
Sure, she's dead.
Yeah, so just go back and Google these girls. These were like the most stunning girls of the time.
How many of these would have made their own sex tapes when they could, where fame started to wane?
Well, obviously, Pamela Anderson went after. Carmen Electra, she's went porno, didn't she?
Carmen Electra
did, yeah. Pretty sure, I think Gina Lee Nolan did. They probably all did, to be fair, because they were all that sort of generation where you just went and did Playboy.
That sort of
girl. Just went and did Playboy.
And the dicks just fell in their ass.
This was an NBC show, and they cancelled after the first series. After the first season, cancelled. But ITV teamed up with an international consortium to sponsor the show for the foreseeable future. It ended in 2001, so 11 years later.
And they, didn't they have a late night
Baywatch? Oh, yeah. Baywatch. Late night, was it?
Baywatch. Know, Baywatch bumholes. Yeah. Yeah, something that. Like that, and all the boobs kept falling out.
Movies of the time. The UK top box office movies of the time. Number three was Look Who's Talking.
Oh, remember going to see that and just being blown away. There's got to be a Top Gun in there. There's got to be a Top... No, a Naked Gun. There's got to be.
I've only done
Top
Three.
Come on.
So three, Look Who's Talking, 10.1 million. Number two, Pretty Woman, 12.1 million. And number one was Ghost, 23.3 million.
Oh, my God. I went to pictures in McGull with Sarah. She was my girlfriend for about 6 weeks, and then she finished me.
Because you took her to see Ghost. She was going to do a pottery class.
Oh, mate, she was gagging for it, right? And I was that young and naive. I went round to her house one night in McGull, in Lydiate. And she had this fucking lace basque on, literally a lace basque, mate. 1990, I am 16, 17. She's got this lace basque on. She worked in Trainer Brothers Fruit and Veg with me, and I started getting off with her in the back. And her brother had gone out, her mum and dad had gone out, and we were upstairs listening to a Soup Dragons 12-inch, and she took her top, she had this basque on, and I was listening to the music. Oh my God, she finished me not long after. Well, fucking gagging for it.
The cucumbers.
Yeah. I wonder where she is now.
Oops, doesn't listen to this. No chance of that. Other films, Home Alone, obviously. But that came out, I think that didn't make the UK box office top three, obviously, because it must have come out in November time, wasn't it? So it didn't have the chance to get the sales. Home Alone, Total Recall, Dick Tracy, and Godfather 3.
I've only ever seen the first Godfather. So there you go. I know. I've bought them. I've got them on iTunes, but I've just never sat down and watched them. I will.
News of the year. Nelson Mandela. I'll start again. Nelson Mandela was released from South Africa prison after 27 years. Jailed for being...
So he was in prison less time than when we last won the league. Just putting that out there.
1944, he went to prison for being one of the prominent leaders of the anti-apartheid movements.
1964.
Sorry, 64. 44. Yeah, 64. I came out and ended up being their prime minister, so he wins. 1990, the poll tax was introduced in the UK.
Boom.
Demonstrations throughout the country throughout the year. I refused to pay mine, me and my dad. We went to course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
We had to go, we got a date to go to course, and we went there, and there was like another 100, us and like another 100 people. And they get called up one at a time. And I think they say something like, do you accept liability of not paying your poll tax? And he just went up and he had to say yes or no. So I was like, yes. And then I got a threatening letter saying we're going to take you further if you refuse to pay, and started paying. Because
what did your dad do?
He started paying as well. That's all it took, a threatening letter. Okay, we'll pay. Maggie, in November 1990, Maggie Thatcher resigns and John Major is chosen as her replacement.
And spitting image puppets everywhere sighed a sigh of relief. Do you remember his spitting image was black and white?
He was greyed out, wasn't he? Because he was grey. He was a grey man, wasn't he? Epic sporting news that year, obviously, is the 1990 World Cup, Italia 90. The big celebrity of the big player everyone was talking about was that Roger Miller from Cameroon. Remember him?
Yeah, I think he's still playing for Cameroon now.
Wouldn't surprise me. He was 38 then.
He's probably the fucking president of Cameroon now. Hello, I am Roger Miller. I have got some money I need to deposit into your bank account. Please give me your bank details.
He scored 4 goals. He helped. It was the first African team to get to the quarterfinals. Then England knocked him out because England had no beds. He played in the next World Cup as well, and he was the oldest man. I think he still is the oldest scorer at a World Cup. He was 42 years old.
Wow!
So England got to the quarters, didn't he? No, they got to semis. Sorry.
Semis, yeah. Germany.
They beat Cameroon. And then Germany on the penalties. Pierce and Waddle, wasn't it? Pierce and Waddle missed their pens. And then we played.
And got pizza contract deals out of it or something.
Gareth Southgate got pizza on it.
Was one of them.
And then we had a third and fourth playoff game. Italy beat us 2-1.
So we were
Germany
shit,
went
really.
On to win, beating Argentina 1-0.
Klinsmann dive, wasn't it? Penalty, I'm sure it was.
I can't remember, to be honest.
It was a shit final. I'm sure there's a German dive.
Was there a
sending
off? I've seen some of them sending off.
Maybe.
And then people who were born in 1990, famous people were born.
Oh, apt, because of our new section.
Keep it local. Genie Wijnaldum and Jordan Henderson.
Was he? Oh, my God.
He's 90.
I feel so old.
Then two. So who's at our club now that has actually seen Liverpool win a league? Probably just...
James Milner, maybe?
Milner and probably Lovren. So it's basically anyone over 30, isn't it? Yeah.
Would have been Carragher and Gerrard a few years ago, but fuck me.
So Harry Potter's Hermione, Emma Watson, Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, Harley Quinn actress, Margot Robbie. What's this one? Because I didn't realise. No, Rita Ora, the singer. You probably wouldn't fucking know her. Rita Ora.
I've heard the name.
So she talks with a Cockney accent, don't she? She's a Kosovo refugee. Yeah.
Is she?
Didn't know that. And then
know
I'm
that.
Ending on a couple of celebrity or non-celebrity morons, Joey Essex and Charlotte Cross.
I know Joey Essex. I don't know who
she's
Charlotte
out of that, what's it called? Where they all go in that house and have sex with each other.
No. Big Brother. Sex Brother.
No.
Big House
they're
Sex
all from Newcastle. Geordie Shaw.
Geordie Shaw. okay. I just thought that was about the Newcastle seaside.
A bit all banging in the street.
Right, is it time for the new section then?
I've got to call down Silla.
Are you going to summon it? It's like you're summoning.
Well, I'm trying to think of what his name was. Let's see if I'm all Graham.
Derek Acora, because he's up there now.
I'll be Graham. So, Silla, come down and speak to us.
Hello, Ash, Chewie. How are you, son?
How are you?
You know, I'm just floating around. I'm just floating around on clouds, eating marshmallow cakes and tangerine toffees.
Nothing better to do, Sil.
Yeah, the only thing I miss being in heaven is a nice cup of Yorkshire tea. But Derek Ahor is up here now, so there's not much difference. Because he's brown as fuck as well. So, I've been summoned because Joe on Twitter missed me. You're fucking lovely, you, Joe. Do you know when you're asleep in your bed, I come and float above you and flick your bean? I have a lot of fun with your big bean, Joe. So, I'm going to do famous...
Keep it together, Phil.
It's me aura is going because John Lennon's just come and sat next to me and he's diddling my bean. Anyway, famous people who died in 1990, that's what I'm doing. We're going to have a lot of laughs. So, the first one, I think you might know him. Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah, Roald Dahl. Famous.
Yeah, famous he's here with pilot. Me now. Yeah.
Didn't he write a book as well?
He did a few books, but he was a pilot in the war, you're right. I'm sure of that. Or I might have just made it up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm in heaven. Still. I haven't got Google up here, you knobhead.
Can't you just ask him?
I didn't think of that. Fucking hell. I've gone to pot already. The other one, and he had to go on the front. Jesus.
Oh, you'd have got a boss pay the front seat still.
The very pit, I'm proud of them. The very pit, I might say so myself. I can just about get the left one in my gob. Anyway, I've been sidetracked. Get off it, John. You dirty bastard. Anyway, Sammy Davis Jr.
The Rat Packer.
Yeah, he only had one eye.
Did he? I'll set him up, Sardi.
I'm sure that was him that only had one eye.
I don't know.
I could just ask him, couldn't
you? You just look at him.
Oh, yeah. I think he's actually looking at me. And he's looking at you.
I don't know whether he had one eye. I know he sort of had one eye closed over, didn't he? I don't know whether it was because he didn't have an eye.
I'm going to say he got it shot
go,
in the
We'll go
wall.
With that.
I think so. Maybe a bit of shrapnel or something. And that's why he had a dead good singing voice. So I'm only going to do three because you can go on and on with all these dead people, can't you?
It's all the time still. The people dying all the time.
I know. It's doing me head in because these clouds aren't made for everyone, you know. They're just made for famous people. So, the last one I'm going to say is Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo? I know she's an actress. I can't think what she's been in.
I can't either.
Well, I've got one for that one still.
Go ahead.
The puppeteer, Jim Henson.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big Fraggle fan, aren't you?
Well, I'm sitting on his knee, you see. He's got his fist up my arse. I'm being Miss Piggy.
Okay.
Break that one out. He's literally making me talk waka, with waka. His hands. Get off, Jim. Go and sit with John. Just sitting on a lily pad there with Sammy Davis, Roald Dahl and Jim Henson. Fuck the other one who we said, Greta Garbo. She can go over there. She can go on the 61 bus to Norris Green, to Nogger Dogs. I'm from Scotty, me.
Famous Scotty girl, aren't you, girl?
Yeah. Anyway, it's going all a bit wonky up here. I've got to
go into the lights. Go so back. We'll summon you next week. We'll summon you next week.
Oh, okay. I look forward. I went all a bit John Wayne then.
Go and recharge your batteries, Sil. Oh, that was nice, Sil. Come on, it.
Oh, what did I miss? I fell asleep then.
I think Scylla came all over you, and I think she took over your body.
I felt something enter me.
Yep, but then
not Scylla for the first time today. Well, I've just been out for a bike ride. I was only halfway round when I realised I'd forgot to put my seat back on the pole.
Is that why you stayed out longer?
Yeah, and we were down that cobbled street. Anyway, I think that's a crack in there.
We haven't had much luck lately.
Fucking hell. Tell me about it. First thing we're going to do now is panic attack.
The past two we've done.
I don't think.
We hang up, say our goodbyes, and then 5 minutes later get a text. It hasn't recorded.
Yeah, but the last one, like 3 hours later, I get a notification on my phone. Your recording is now processed.
Yeah.
It was like, what? Because I was like, I'm going to have to record it again tomorrow. And you were like, all right, then. And then 3 hours later, ba-ding, it just magically appeared.
Well, fingers crossed. Oh, it was nice. Oh, it was Boston.
Fingers crossed. she's lovely. I'm sure she's going to... It was Gio on Twitter.
I miss Scylla.
Yeah, well, she's back.
Sloth. Celebrity deaths.
Celebrity deaths, yeah, because she's dead too. So eventually it'll get up to Scylla. She'll be able to talk about herself for a bit.
Interview someone up there.
Oh, yeah, a little... Yeah, celebrity interview dead people.
You could have heard, who was it today? Roald Dahl. So she could have... Actually...
Oh, Charlie's chocolate poop shoot. She could have talked. Roald Dahl could have entered you.
I don't know if Roald Dahl talks. Oh, maybe I wouldn't have to because he'd talk.
Hello, my name is Roald Dahl. And when I'm not in the chocolate elevator, I'm eating dandelions in Grimsby. Something like that, I would imagine.
Something we can consider.
Yeah. Right, go ahead. Say the immortal words.
Referee, blow the whistle.
Is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Here, shitty.